talking about the creme de la creme live hash rosin, specifically sun-grown cannabis.
Little hidden wonderland.
Hidden gem.
Yeah. All right. So I guess we're gonna walk and talk.
Okay. We are going to do a little facility tour. Check out.
Thank you.
The farm.
Which farm? Oh wait, this farm.
All right.
Sweet.
This is Dabble.
Awesome. And you are?
I am Alana Davis, the CEO of Dabble Cannabis Co., my family farm here in Duncan, BC. We are a 5-acre outdoor standard cultivator, soon to be processor. We are processing our own product at another local facility, Alternibus Farms. And we are just about to release our first product ever to market called Dabbleberry Live Rosin. Live indicates that the plant has never been dried or heated in any way, just freezing it immediately, kind of retaining that fresh off the field flavor, aroma, terpenes as exactly that they are, of like how they flowered out and how the plant just is naturally. And so it's going to be your like best ever taste and experience. Last year grew 2,500 kilos of fresh frozen cannabis right here, and we over the winter processed it. My dad and I washed 900 kilos by hand. Then we decided to get a machine.
900 kilos, that's insane. That must have been pretty painstaking.
Yes, it was tough for sure. But
so when you say washing it, what do you mean by that?
So in a wash barrel, essentially a garbage can that's obviously brand new and Health Canada. Cool.
Health Canada approved.
Using wash bins, we would take the fresh frozen and ice, and by hand with the stainless paddle, just work the fresh frozen with ice and water, mechanically agitating, you know, getting those trichome heads knocked off. And then for a while, we were taking that and dumping it into the sort of like drain vessel with the mesh bags. Which was obviously brutal to sort of like manhandle a whole garbage bin full of like ice water. Then once we got a pump, we were like, what have we been doing? Like, just like that was craziness. But then we moved on. We actually had a local retired, I don't know what, if he was an electrician or something, but we commissioned him to make us a washer. So we had a few different designs in mind and ended up going with kind of like a washing machine style. And we had him make these huge stainless wash tubs and this machine. And he has it so it like, you know, rises up and down, the big spinning agitator, and it's got like a nice wash paddle, and he's got it connected to a program where I can customize the rotation degrees, the speed, everything. It's just like amazing. This machine
Wow.
is just awesome.
Must cut out quite a lot of manual labor.
Yes, definitely. So that with the pump system just really like changed the game for us. And so then we finished off the rest of our fresh frozen. And so my dad and I did the washing into bubble hash, and then my mom and I did all of the pressing into rosin, you know, listening to crime podcasts while I press rosin with my mom all winter.
Awesome.
Or all spring rather. And then everyone was involved with the packaging. My brother came in and we did all of the labeling of the bags and packing into jars. And yeah, off we are to Richmond in the BCLDB warehouse, and retailers will be able to order the product hopefully as of tomorrow or Monday.
Right on. And what is the finished product? What type of cannabis are
yes.
we talking about here?
We are talking about the creme de la creme live hash rosin, So my personal passion and favorite concentrate out there, really nothing compares. No flower, no joints, no bongs, no nothing compares to a dab of live rosin, specifically sun-grown cannabis, in my opinion. We have the product that is vaporized in a dab rig. Sometimes it's an electronic one like a Puffco, or often it's the glass one where you vaporize it in the banger and you're inhaling that vapor. And it's just such a like clean experience, like a really incredible full body, but still so crisp is the best way to describe
a dab. I'll be confirming that later.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes, okay. Of course.
That sounds good. All right, so how many plants have we got growing here?
Okay, so we have about just under 6,000 this year. So we have put in two new small patches this year. This is called the Penthouse. This is our Strawberry Jam cultivar. Come this way.
Strawberry Jam. Ooh.
So this strain was bred by our grower Ross, and we brought it in to the during your one-time exception. When you get your license, you're allowed to bring in whatever genetics. So Ross has bred strains and had strains in his, you know, personal library for a long time, and so he brought us in this strain, and he named it Dr. J. And so it was after Doug, my dad, Ross himself, and Joy, my mom. So we submitted that name to Health Canada. It was going to be called Dr. J, you know, that story of our, you know, tiny little team. And Health Canada said, no, you can't, because it's the name of a celebrity. It's a basketball player from, like, I don't know, the 70s or something. It's like, I don't even know who that is, but okay, fine. So then we were, you know, to the drawing board about what do we call this strain. And it smells like wild strawberries, like wild, overripe wild strawberries is how I would describe that strain. And when this is popping off, this is currently still just about to head into flower, but when it is popping off, it smells just like incredible. And so we decided to call it Strawberry Jam after my Nana's recipe of strawberry jam that I grew up eating, because everything in this farm I relate back to my family, because we all do this together and it's just a family business. It's just what we're about. And so my strains are named as such. So we have our production fields up there and into the facility, and I didn't want people coming in and touching the plants and, you know, having risk of contamination to our production batches. And so I came up with the idea of the petting zoo. And so what this is a couple of our mums that we had, you know, taken all of our clones off of for the field, and they basically came to live out their life here. This is for touching, for smelling. These are destined for destruction. So feel free to have whatever you want to take a look at.
I can pat.
You can touch. You can smell. You can't taste, unfortunately.
Oh.
So this is the blueberry cream. This is the dabbleberry live rosin that's coming to market. And actually, you'll notice that the smell of this in flower is so spot on to the smell of the like cured live rosin. And I just love that. Like, it's pretty fruity, very blueberry forward, but truly the smell that I smell the most is like key lime with a bit of rosemary. It's just, it's awesome. This is a really fast finisher. And so this one, because it was a mum, it's going to finish pretty soon. Obviously you can see it's budding already. The ones in the field are going to be the sort of early strains. That one will probably come off early September. And then that's the strawberry jam, also starting to stack up a little bit.
So why do we have a petting zoo at a cannabis farm, Alana?
Well, Dabble is actually not our only project going on at the farm. Our farm is called High Point Guest Ranch, and we have guest accommodations and camping. We will soon have a retail store where we are able to go, you know, very much farm to table or farm to sesh, I like to say, from our facility into our packaged goods into our retail store and sell it from the farm and, you know, have people come down and enjoy it by the lake. And so we have the petting zoo as I bring down all of our guests for a tour. And it really just allows for a safe way to interact with the plants that doesn't put my crop at risk for any human contamination because these are getting destructed.
Very cool. And so you've been operating the Airbnb accommodation for a little while now?
Yeah, so we actually had it on booking.com for about 4 or 5 years now, since my parents built the loft, and it was really successful. But when we decided to transition this winter to Airbnb, because it was just kind of a little bit more of like a younger demographic.
Wow, got some air activity here. It's Health Canada just making sure. Health Canada making sure we're only touching the petting zoo. So I'm they're doing their job well. Yeah, well. So what type of people do you have staying at this accommodation? Is it like cannabis nerds? Is it people that cannabis is a total novelty to?
Honestly, both. So when we transitioned from booking.com to Airbnb was when I started promoting it as a cannabis, farm that you were staying at, you know, and we got all kinds of different people. Like I had two senior ladies in their late 60s that are best friends that go on a yearly trip every year. And I came into the lake house and they were smoking the, gravity bong together. I asked them if they had come here because it was a cannabis farm, and they said, definitely, that's like why we came. We wanted a place to, you know, just like hang out, have our yearly girls trip and just like smoke weed. And I was like, that is fucking awesome. And then we had, just this recently, this weekend, a couple people who liked cannabis, but were sort of like completely new to concentrates. And so what we did was we had a nice little tour, and then we went up to the lake house and I just kind of showed them my dab rig and I showed them, you know, about concentrates and I showed them my live rosin that I make from my own personal plants and kind of explain how I make it and then let them smell it and give them my tasting notes and smell notes. And then actually all three of them had a little tiny baby dab and they had a really great experience. And, you know, even those smokers that just have like kind of a occasional joint or like you're not a heavy consumer, you can enjoy a dab if it's done right, if it's really cool and if it's really small, you can just have kind of a tiny inhale of the vapor and have a great experience for your first dab. It doesn't need to be this like hot, blow your head off, like cough your lungs out experience. And so they were really had a pleasant experience and I was stoked because then now they're going to be like, dabs are amazing. And they're going to talk about it and they're going to want to try it again. And they're going to want to like try, buy some Dabbleberry when they see it in the store because they had such a great experience. And someone kind of like took the time to have that educational moment and really walk them through it. I had that. And so I kind of now make it my mission to impart that, you know, really amazing dab experience for newbies or like people returning to it or just, you know, huge everyday dabbers like me. My first dab changed my life. Like I've always loved smoking weed. I used to mainly smoke joints or maybe like I had a little pipe here and there, but I was on a business trip when I used to work at Aurora and I was at, it was a conference, a sales conference in Edmonton. And my friend Allison gave me my first dab in a hotel room at this conference. And I just walked out and I was like, oh my God. And shortly after that, I just learned everything I could possibly learn, picked Allison's brain, picked our other friend Lewis's brain, and just like read everything I possibly could and learned everything because I was like, I'm obsessed with this and I need to know everything now. And I just, my knowledge was just like, phing, because.
Did you know at that point that you'd end up with an outdoor cannabis farm growing, harvesting, processing your own cannabis into.
Very shortly after that, actually, I had this craziest experience, and people might think I'm insane, but I'm just going to tell it because it's pretty cool. I woke up at 4 a.m. one night, like, bolted awake, like, could not sleep. I tried to go back to sleep. No way. So I just was, like, struck with, like, an idea of what this farm becomes, even though it hasn't happened yet. And it's just that entire vision of, like, the cannabis experience, the weedery instead of a winery, the tourism, having multiple kind of, like, we've got the loft, but I envision, you know, small little glamping tents or, like, tiny homes around the lake. I envision people's, you know, events here, and just a tasting room and a little general store and an area for live music. And I just had this, I was struck with this vision, just so complete, in that it was like someone had told me a memory that hadn't happened yet. It was, like, so crystal clear. And ever since then, it was just like baby steps every single day towards that vision, because it's just, that's it. All of my tasks now, I'm like, well, that's what I'm going towards. And it just was the most crazy experience of my life.
That's wild. Wow, really seems like you're living your purpose here.
I would say so. I really struggled to figure out what that was when I was in my earlier 20s and, you know, wondered what my passion was, wondered what I wanted to do and what I loved, and kind of everything intersected all together. My dad has always had a lifelong vision of starting and growing a weed farm. He's smoked weed probably the majority of his life since he was a teenager, loves it, daily toke or two. And he moved forward with this project. This wasn't my idea, contrary to what everyone seems to think, that I was the one that pushed my family into it. But actually, it was Doug's idea. And we thought it was a pipe dream for a very long time. I made a play that's what the name of this farm, like Dabble, should have been. But I digress. Dabble eventually was named and happens to be Doug Alana Brody, which is my dad, my brother, and I. Dab, which obviously we just explained that we make dabs, and dabble comes from the term of, like, you want people to try new things, you know, dabble in trying a new dab, coming to a weed farm, going for a tour, like living your best life. So it kind of was one of those things that all happened and worked perfectly, but didn't think that this was actually going to get off the starting line. Originally, just thought my dad was, like, having a midlife crisis, you know, start a weed farm. But here we are.
We're going to go check out the lake. Mm-hmm. I'm probably going to go jump in the lake.
Majestic beast, huh? Okay. So which one's this?
Strawberry jam. I figured you've tried the other. Yeah, get that ready.
Hand over to me. There you go. Top hole in there. Oh yeah, that's tasty.